Welcome to News Kids. I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
This week, as we always do, we will update you on the latest news on the coronavirus. We will also be talking about Greta Thunberg and UNICEF's campaign to help fight coronavirus and how governments have been discussing how climate change has to be tackled once this pandemic is over. We will also be talking about scientists finding the highest levels of microplastics ever recorded on the seafloor. And our last news story for this week is about May Day. Finally, I will be reviewing the book The Indian in the Cupboard by Lynn Reed Banks. I keep hoping that I'll wake up one morning to the news that the pandemic is over, but unfortunately, coronavirus is continuing to spread, and the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University show that it has now affected more than 3.2 million people. Here in the UAE, as there is lots of testing, we are hearing of around 500 or more cases each day. More and more countries are announcing loosening of lockdown restrictions. This week, adults in Spain were allowed to exercise outside for the first time in 7 weeks. There has been lots of discussion of the care that needs to be taken by the countries that are relaxing their lockdowns, and the World Health Organization has asked all countries to be cautious. A lot of the news about the coronavirus has also involved the World Health Organization, which is also sometimes known as the WHO. The World Health Organization is a worldwide organization that was founded in 1948 in Switzerland. It is a part of the United Nations and has the aim of looking after the health and well-being of people around the world. It has 194 member states and gets its money from the member countries as donations. Recently, it has been criticized a lot by the American president, President Trump, who says that the organization did not do enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The US is the largest single funder of the WHO, and President Trump is so unhappy with the organization that he has said that the US will not be paying any more money to the organization while there is a review by US officials of how the WHO acted. This week, the head of the WHO responded to this criticism and said that it had not wasted any time in its declaration of the virus as an international health emergency. It declared this on the 30th of January, at which time there were only 82 cases outside of China and no deaths. And this, he said, gave enough time for the rest of the world to respond. I'm happy that I can end this piece on a little bit of a positive note. The US Food and Drug Administration, which is the body responsible for protecting public health in the USA, gave emergency approval for the experimental antiviral drug Remdesivir, which is a drug that we have talked about in one of our previous podcasts. We all continue to hope that this or some other drug or vaccine will work. And finally, another piece of happy news. A couple of weeks ago, we reported that the UK Prime Minister had tested positive for COVID-19, spent time in intensive care, and had then recovered. Well, he now has another reason to celebrate. He and his partner, Carrie Simmons, have just had a baby boy. They have named him Wilfred Laurie Nicholas Johnson after their grandfathers and also two of the doctors who treated Mr. Johnson while he was in hospital.
Thank you, Zara, for the update. It's very nice to hear how Boris Johnson is getting along. And I'm also really pleased that him and Carrie has had a beautiful, healthy baby boy. Although most stories about coronavirus are really sad, there are also some positive stories. Lots of people are trying to do everything they can to help. This week, Greta Thunberg, the climate change activist that we often speak about on News Kids, donated $100,000, which is about £80,000, to UNICEF, which is the United Nations Children's Charity that helps children in developing countries around the world. The money was the prize money given to her by Human Act Foundation for her environmental work. UNICEF will use this donation to help support children affected by school closures and lockdown restrictions. Greta has been asking governments to tackle two crises at once by continuing to fight climate change during the coronavirus crisis. It certainly looks like governments are focusing on this. Tackling climate change was one of the main topics discussed at the 11th Petersburg Climate Dialogue, which is usually held in Germany, but this year took place as an online conference on the 27th and 28th of April. Environmental ministers from 30 different countries discussed what should be done to make global economic recovery from the virus better for the environment. The United Nations Secretary General said that it was very important that when taxpayers' money is needed to rescue businesses, it must not be used to help outdated, polluting, carbon-intensive industries. Instead, it must be used to support businesses that are working hard to create jobs that are better for the environment.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that, Rose, because our next story is really quite worrying news about the environment. This week, scientists identified the highest levels of microplastics ever recorded on the seafloor. Microplastics are plastic pieces smaller than 1 millimeter. The samples were taken from the bottom of the Mediterranean near Italy. They found 1.9 million plastic pieces per square meter. These items included fibers from clothing, which can be made using man-made materials like polyester, and tiny pieces from larger objects that have broken down over time. The research found that sea currents gather up all the microplastics together into huge deposits on the seafloor called microplastic hotspots, which can be tens of kilometers long and hundreds of meters high. The worry is that the sea currents also supply oxygen and nutrients to deep sea creatures, and so by following the same route, the microplastics could be swallowed by marine life. Professor Elder Miramontes from the University of Bremen in Germany said that the same effort shown in the battle against coronavirus must be shown in the battle of ocean plastic pollution.
That is really worrying, Zara. I hope that recent events will really make people realise that our environment is so very important and what we do affects everyone. Hi, it's Rose here again. Now, did you know that last week it was May Day? May Day, the first day in May, is a holiday in many parts of the world, and every year, May Day is used to mark lots of things. May Day has historically been celebrated to welcome in spring in the Northern Hemisphere. The Celts of the British Isles believed that the 1st of May was the most important day of the year as it divided the year between the light and the dark. They celebrated by holding a festival called Beltane. In Roman times, Beltane was combined with a 5-day celebration known as Floelia, devoted to the worship of the goddess of flowers, Flora, and took place between April the 20th and May the 2nd. These days, May Day continues to be celebrated, and a popular tradition of May Day involves crowning a May Queen and dancing around a May Pole. May Day has also become a day to remember the workers of the world. During the 19th century, during the Industrial Revolution, thousands of men and women were dying every year from poor working conditions and long hours. To try and end these terrible conditions, the Federation of Organized Traders and Labor Unions held a convention in Chicago in 1884 and proclaimed that 8 hours would be a legal day's work with effect from the 1st of May, 1886. The following year, one of America's largest labor organizations backed this declaration and encouraged workers to strike and demonstrate. On the 1st of May 1886, more than 300,000 workers walked out of their jobs across the country and went on strike. The protest was largely peaceful, but 2 days later there were clashes with Chicago police. 4 men were shot dead by the police while demonstrating. May Day then became a special day to remember the men that died, and May Day also became known as International Workers' Day. It has become a day of celebration of workers and workers' rights, and has commonly been a day on which demonstrations and protests occur. The 1st of May is usually a bank holiday in the UK and in many other countries. This year in the UK, the early bank holiday has been moved to Friday the 8th of May so that the bank holiday will fall on the 75th anniversary of VE Day, which we will be talking to you about next week.
Hello, it's Zara again, and I'm here with a book review of one of the books that I recently read, The Indian in the Cupboard by Lynn Reed Banks. The book is about a young boy called Omri who receives a plastic Indian figure from his friend Patrick, a white metal medicine cupboard from his brother, and an unusual key from his mother on his 9th birthday. However, Omri is very disappointed by these presents and thinks they are useless. Omri puts the plastic Indian in the cupboard, locks it with his mum's key, and goes to bed. He wakes up to see that the plastic Indian is alive. Omri is fascinated by this and tries this with some other plastic figures in the story, which also come alive, although things soon start to get out of hand, and it is a big responsibility for Omri to be in charge of a real-life human beings who have come to life at a time that they are not used to living in. My favourite part of the story was when Omri discovered that the plastic Indian figure was alive, and I really enjoyed all the descriptions of the surroundings from the toy's point of view. I really recommend this book to you if you are around 9 or 10 years old, or even a bit younger. I know that my sister, who is 7, would love this book. I really loved reading the book, and did you know that it has been made into a movie too? I'm looking forward to watching the movie and seeing how it compares to the book.
That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show, and thank you for listening.